Kendrick Lewis rolled his ankle out here yesterday, so he didn't practice today. He should be okay. Anthony Sherman had a little bit of swelling on his knee from the game, and he should be okay. Jeff Allen had the groin strain during the game, and we'll just see how he does. He didn't practice today. Fasano's making progress, and Travis Kelce is also making progress. So the last couple of days we were able to work some practice reps. We did our 10-10-10 practices, so it was good to work on some things that we need work on, and not necessarily focused in on 100% on the Giants quite yet. We'll start that. We did a little bit today, and we'll do most of it starting on Wednesday. So, but we do look forward to that challenge of playing a good football team. And the Giants are this team right here. I mean, they've played like this and gone to the Super Bowl, so we're aware of that. We know how that works. Not only gone to the Super Bowl, but won the Super Bowl, so we understand, and we're going to prepare ourselves to play a good football team.
What have you learned from your guys after 3 weeks of ball?
Listen, they work hard, and they're going to compete. They're tough guys, and I appreciate that attitude that they have. And again, we're still early in the season. I mean, we're talking about the third week going into the fourth week of the season, so you're not even a quarter done with the season. So it's important that we continue to work and get ourselves better. These guys are wired right to do that.
George, after the catch was so big against Philadelphia, I think Donnie had 100 of his 142. How important is that? This offense predicated on yards after the catch.
Well, you want yards after the catch. I mean, I think that's important, especially in the short intermediate game. If you can break a tackle or if you're in open air, that you can get your shoulders squared back up and get yourself upfield. I think that's important. You run sideways in this league, and that's tough. A lot of fast guys.
According to my numbers, let me finish this real quick. 286 of your 669 receiving yards, 42% of yards after the catch. Is that a good number? What's a yardstick that maybe?
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, you want to get as many yards as you can after the catch. I mean, that's the objective. Part of this game is the short intermediate game, so that's not always going to be the case. But I don't have an exact number for you on that, other than you get as many as you possibly can.
So Alex kind of gets this rap, well, he's only completed one pass that's gone 10 yards in the air. I mean, this is the antidote to that?
Well, points are I don't really care about all that stuff. I care about points. I care about turnovers. I think you saw when everything was on the line, he was pretty doggone good. And so that's also important.
And does your offense or your passing game work if you don't get plays like that, those yards after the catch type plays?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would tell you that you're going to have a mix of as we go, there'll be a mix of deep balls and mix of short ones that you get the yaks on. So, but it's a blend, normally. That's how it works.
Coach, this team over the last few years has struggled with the turnover ratio, and this year it's been very positive. Have you identified some things that are working either on special teams or defense that has led to the increase in forcing turnovers?
Well, you emphasize it. I mean, that's the first part. I told you guys this. I told the team this right at the beginning, that I think points and turnovers are probably the two most important things that you have as a football team. You don't want to turn the football over. I mean, year after year, you see that stat, and that's if you're turning the ball over, you're losing football games. So, and if your takeaway ratio is high, then normally you're, if not close, but normally you're winning, right? So those are two important stats, points and takeaway, giveaway. So
along those lines, Andy, how far back do you go with Bob Sutton, and how was it he was on your radar to bring here?
Well, I tried to hire Bob a a couple times. I asked for permission to do that, and you know, obviously, he was an important part of Rex's program there. So Rex did same thing I would have done, and denied permission. Which I understand. I mean, I got it, and I've known him for quite a while, more as a coach than as a man. I knew about him as a man. We have some mutual friends. You know, I'm glad we have him.
And what made him seem so ideal for what you wanted to do?
Well, I like the scheme. His character. I think he was right for this team here, and the production of that system has been one of the better ones defensively in the NFL. So I like the way that thing works. I had the advantage of playing against him every year, at least once every year in the preseason, and we had a couple games where we had him during the year. So.
Andy, obviously scoring most is what matters, but what value do you place on scoring first in a ball game?
Well, listen, I like to score first. I think that's a good thing, but that's doesn't always happen. If you can do that, that's good. I think. I don't know if that stat necessarily carries over to wins. There's some other ones that are a little more important, but it surely doesn't hurt.
Does it change the way you would approach, you know, playing with the lead early on?
No, not necessarily, no. No, you want to score points. I mean, that's what you want to do.
Andy, when you're a rookie offensive lineman in this league, you got the mental adjustment, the physical. Now, you drafted Fisher. He's obviously a big kid, but how much bigger and stronger do you think you can still get physically? What do you think you can end up in a couple of years?
Yeah, well, that first year you normally see offensive linemen and defensive linemen. You try to fight it with them a little bit with some of them, but not in his case. But normally they put on about 10 pounds that first year. By the time you get to the next season is what I'm saying. So, and he'll do that. He's got a big frame that he can add some weight to. And then he'll get in the weight room with Barry and he'll have a whole year to do that part. But I appreciate his effort out here. I mean, the kid is just trying to do everything the right way, and he battles, and sometimes he gets in awkward positions, and he's got all that athletic ability where he just fights his way out of it, and sometimes it's not the prettiest pitcher, but it ends up being a productive play, and I appreciate that from him. That you can work with as a coach, and we look forward to doing that. He comes out every day, tries to get better, and that's what it's all about.
Some of the bad stuff, do you see that just being rectified with the extra 10 pounds?
I don't even think it's all that. I think, you know, some of it's just, he wants to, at times, he want to go attack, and which is a good thing. You'd rather have it that way than the other way. He wants to go attack, and he'll overset a bit. If he just, he'll learn just to kind of calm it down a little bit and keep it all right there, and he's getting better with it, so it's a good thing.
Coach, you had mentioned that there's room for growth. What are some of the areas that you want to see improvement in?
Well, you want to see consistency all the way around. You want to eliminate some of the big plays, and then you want to increase some of the big plays on the offensive side. So, those are kind of the primary things. Without giving anything away, that would probably be the primary stuff.
The schedule kind of broke funny that three of the first four opponents were ones that you had a lot of familiarity with. Dallas, your old team, now the Giants. How helpful is that, if at all?
Well, some of those teams had some changes, on either side of the ball. We had an idea of the personnel. Those are good football teams, some of them. So you're sitting there and that's what you're dealt with. So I don't know how much that helps or doesn't help. I don't know. It's a matter of going out and playing. And we saw what the Dallas Cowboys did last night. I mean, they're a good football team. So it doesn't really matter when even when you're in the NFC East there, it didn't matter that you knew each other. You had to go play the game. And it could go either way that way. So.
Struggled, and you can see defeat on all these guys' faces. They're not used to this kind of a start and playing like this. What are you seeing so far that's the reason?
Yeah, I don't really get caught up in all that because I know this group well enough. I mean, coming back to your question, I've played against them well enough. I've seen when they've been down. I've seen them come back, and I've got enough history there. They've got a great coach. They've got a great quarterback. They've got a great defensive line. I mean, you know, they've got all these elements there, and it's never as bad as you think and never as good as you think in the National Football League. I got it. I mean, I got that. So it's so important that you just get yourself ready. You don't get caught up in that. You start getting caught up in that, then you have problems. You better focus in on getting yourself better as a football team. Anybody can get after anybody on any given Sunday, you know, third, whatever, whenever we're playing, right? Anybody can win the game. So if you get caught up in all that stuff, you know, that's a problem. You better focus in and get yourself right. Study them, make sure that you understand them, and then get yourself right, ready to play. Well, you know, I say it's a day-to-day thing. So I, you know, it's just a matter of him getting through it. He's trying. I mean, the kid is so stinking tough. You know, we want to make sure that it's right and he can function out there at the speed that he functions at. I mean, he plays that position where you gotta go, and you're going against guys that can really go. And so it's a speed position. So we just want to make sure he's ready to go and he's trying. I mean, he wants to be out there. You know, it's ripping his heart out that he's not, but we'll make sure he's right and get him out there and get to work when he can work.